Listener Production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Airline Bonza has cancelled multiple flights across the country today, including ones in Rockhampton and Gladstone. It comes as the budget airline recently announced they would reduce the number of flights they have on offer. Four flights have been cancelled today in Rockhampton and one in Gladstone, including flights to and from the Sunshine Coast and Melbourne. Bonza has been contacted for comment. Residents from central Queensland will gather tomorrow night in remembrance of those who have lost their lives to domestic and family violence. Gathering at Kershaw Gardens in Rockhampton, it aims to stand together as a community and shed a light on the national DV crisis. You can pay your respects from 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night. It comes as the state government has announced an additional $36 million to support the state's DV services. DV Safe Phone is one service that will benefit. It gives donated phones to victims who may have had theirs tampered with. Queensland DV survivor Lauren Trevin says it's a huge help, particularly for victims of coercive control who may not even realise they are being abused.
They may not be in a point of their relationship where they necessarily see that there's an issue. This can have a long drip effect, this type of abuse, before you start to feel fearful of the person.
Domestic and family violence support is available by calling 1-800-RESPECT. And in other news, the Royal Flying Doctor's Service has announced its local heroes, and Rockhampton's very own Robin Broadhurst has received an award. She suffered a heart attack in 2013 and used the service to fly to Brisbane for surgery. Ever since, she's been advocating and fundraising to give back.
Because we've used it and everything that I wanted to give back, because they do a fantastic service and it doesn't cost the patient anything, and this is my way of paying back being a volunteer with them.
In Longreach, the Queensland Country Women's Association Central Western Division also won an award for their commitment to community.